And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. State Representative Joe Pavlov last week voted in favor of House Bill 4284, legislation that would simplify the concealed pistol license renewal process, significantly reducing renewal costs for law-abiding gun owners, and ensure all renewal fees stay in the county where they are collected. House Bill 4284 would reduce the CPL renewal fee from $115 to $30, easing the financial burden on responsible residents seeking to renew their license. And under the bill, the full renewal fee would be forwarded to the county treasurer and deposited directly into the county's concealed pistol licensing fund, rather than being split with the state. The fee structure for first-time CPL applications would remain unchanged. Quote, CPL renewals shouldn't come with excessive cost. This bill lowers the price for residents who are simply renewing their license and making sure every dollar stays local to support county-level licensing services, end quote. Currently, a significant portion of CPL renewal fees is diverted away from the counties, even though local clerks and law enforcement offices handle the bulk of the administration work. By allowing counties to retain the entire renewal fee, House Bill 4284 ensures local offices have the resources they need to process renewals efficiently and serve residents effectively. Pavlov said that this is a common-sense reform that respects taxpayers, supports local governments, and makes the system work better for everyone involved. House Bill 4284 now advances to the Senate for further consideration. And as extremely cold temperatures settles in around the state, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is reminding owners of some of the best ways to keep their animals warm and safe. Quote, while each individual animal tolerates the cold differently, animals that are young or elderly, short-coated, and or have underlying health conditions can be more susceptible to frigid temperatures, said state veterinarian Dora Wineland, DVM, MS, DAC, VPM. And just like people, the wind chill can affect how intensely animals feel the cold, making it even more essential to work with your veterinarian and know your animal's limits in cold weather to prevent hypothermia, frostbite, and other negative outcomes. Keep animals safe from the cold by following these 5 easy tips. Give them shelter and bring animals indoors whenever possible, or make sure they have a shelter with dry bedding. Animals are vulnerable to freezing temperatures and it is recommended to keep pets inside as much as possible and limit their walk and bathroom time. For livestock and other outdoor animals, it is important to ensure they have access to a shelter with dry bedding if they need to get out of the elements. And make sure an animal's water source does not freeze. Animals always need access to fresh drinkable water. Extreme cold and wind chills can make their water freeze quickly. Animals can then become dehydrated. Do not assume animals will eat snow to get the water they need. Make sure to move water bowls inside, change the water frequently, or use tank heaters or heated buckets or bowls. Check on their water sources frequently to ensure that they do not freeze. Check paws for injury and clean de-icers from their paws. Walking on cold, snowy surfaces can cause paw pads to crack or bleed, and de-icers and other products used during wintertime can be toxic to pets. Applying a paw protectant can help to minimize injury and the absorption of chemicals. Wiping down your pet's feet and legs when coming inside and using pet-safe de-icers can also help to keep them safe. Some animals may need more calories to maintain their body heat. Keeping animals at a healthy weight throughout the winter is important for their overall health, and some animals may require a few extra calories to maintain their body heat, especially if they spend time outdoors. To help determine an animal's specific nutritional needs during cold weather, contact your veterinarian. Also, thoroughly clean areas where antifreeze may have spilled. Antifreeze contains the chemical ethylene glycol, which is extremely hazardous to animals. Be sure to thoroughly clean any area where antifreeze has spilled from a vehicle, and keep containers of the fluid out of their reach. Following these tips can help keep your animals comfortable and safe through any cold snap. If there are any concerns about your animal's health either now or throughout the winter, please talk to your veterinarian. And side note here, for all my fellow husky owners, we understand your pain here. Just make sure to keep your animals safe this winter and enjoy watching them and enjoy the weather. Just, again, be safe. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for news, weather, and cancellations, as well as obituaries. And right now, here at the station, it is currently 15 degrees. Wind chill of 4, coming with winds from the northeast at 8 miles per hour.